This is KVNF's Jody Peterson with some news updates. So far, the COVID-19 Response Fund in the state has raised nearly $8 million from individuals, foundations, and companies. More than 9,000 volunteers have signed up, including 2,000 healthcare volunteers. The COVID Relief Fund will provide grants to support the needs of communities in both response and recovery. Community-based organizations are eligible to apply for general operating grants of up to $25,000. The grants can be applied to medical and cleaning supplies, food services, early childhood education, small business support, behavioral health, and more. Volunteers are also needed, especially former healthcare workers, and the governor continues to encourage healthy donors to donate blood to prevent a shortage in the state. To make a donation, apply for grants, or sign up to volunteer, go to helpcoloradonow.org. A personal protective equipment drive is planned in Montrose for 2 to 4 p.m. on March 30th and 31st at Montrose High School. Supplies needed include eye protection and goggles, face shields and masks, gloves, disposable gowns, and biohazard bags. Delta County's donation drive, slated for Saturday the 28th, has been canceled. Around 4,500 COVID-19 testing kits are now being sent to Mesa, Larimer, and El Paso counties for testing healthcare workers and first responders. Only workers who are showing symptoms will be tested. In the past 2 weeks, significant progress has been made on the Palisade Plunge Trail. The work occurs outside, allowing workers to maintain safe social distancing. Trail crews have completed 3,200 feet of new trail. To finish phase one of the Palisade Plunge, there's about 5 miles still to go. Phase two of trail construction will begin this year as weather and other circumstances permit. And here are two items from previous news updates that bear repeating. Connect for Health Colorado has opened up a special enrollment period for Coloradans who are uninsured or about to lose coverage due to COVID-19. Residents must enroll by next Friday, April 3rd, to receive coverage. To sign up through Connect for Health Colorado, complete an application online at connectforhealthco.com. Officials from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment are urging Coloradans not to engage in open burning activities during the current COVID-19 response. Open burning includes things like burning ditches and burning fields. It does not apply to wood stoves and indoor sources of heating with wood. This is KVNF News.